On January 1st, 2014, Colorado became the first place in the world to allow legal marijuana sales to anybody over 21 for any purpose. This law, coupled with Colorado's Amendment 64 to its constitution, which makes it legal for anyone 21 and over to use and possess up to an ounce of marijuana, has radically changed the legal landscape today. On the Zine today, I'm joined by Dennis Spruill, who is the sheriff of Montezuma County, and we're going to talk about the changing legal landscape as it relates to cannabis, marijuana, hemp, etc. Welcome to the show this morning. Thanks, to Sheriff.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
First of all, can you actually believe that we're sitting here having this conversation? You're a longtime law enforcement officer, and this is a conversation that, could you have predicted this 20 years ago?
Actually, I did. 10 years ago, I said someday marijuana will be legal in the United States. I spent my last 11 years working in the drug task force before becoming a sheriff fighting the illegal use of drugs. And so when it came around, I thought it probably would. I predicted it. But when it did, when the reality hit, I wasn't real excited about it.
What are some of the challenges that, so not really excited about, we'll just start right there. What are some of the immediate challenges that impact your force of deputies, your office administratively, with the passage of Amendment 64 and with the new laws that went into effect on January 1st of this year?
Well, the biggest concern I have is that we have law enforcement that we need to provide our community, and we just don't have the amount of deputies to patrol the county and regulate the marijuana laws that have been enacted. And it's very, very difficult to do that.
If you've just joined us, this is the Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope, here with Sheriff Dennis Spruill. And we're talking about hemp, marijuana, and cannabis. All three are, of course, more or less the same, and the new laws that have gone into effect and how that changes the legal landscape. So specifically, that's one of my questions, is for law enforcement, there are some new laws, new regulations. So one, new training for your deputies, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's one piece. And there's sort of, what are the other sort of administrative or things that raise the bar for the small staff that you have?
Well, unfortunately, the laws are so convoluted, we still are learning what is legal, what is not legal, what we can do, what we can't do. We have to change the way we think of things. Marijuana now, we have police dogs that are trained to find marijuana. Well, anymore, does that give you probable cause to search a vehicle because they smell marijuana? Little things like that are challenging and something that we're going to have to adjust to, and eventually we will.
I was reading doing some homework, and probable cause, there's even different places in your vehicle, and the condition of the container of cannabis really make a difference. So you could have something possibly in your truck that a dog could find that an officer might say, well, that's okay, but if it's sitting in your front seat and it's open, that's different as well, right?
That's correct. They're only allowed to have 1 ounce of marijuana. If the dog alerts to it and there's 4 ounces of marijuana, did you legally find that marijuana through the dog's nose? Because did he alert to 4 ounces or did he alert to marijuana? And so that's all going to be litigated. It's all going to go into courts, and it's going to be an interesting ride to see what happens.
According to a Denver Post article that came out a couple weeks ago, since 2012 and according to the Post analysis provided by the Colorado Judicial Branch, the number of cases filed in state court alleging at least one marijuana offense plunged 77%. That went down 77% between 2012 and 2013. And this decline is the most notable for charges of petty marijuana possession, which dropped from an average of 714 per month during the first 9 months of 2012 to 133. That's an 81% decline. Are you seeing that decline here locally in terms of the charges and I guess that I would call that the workload on your deputies?
Oh, absolutely, because it's not illegal anymore. So you're not charging people with possession of marijuana, cultivation for small amounts. It's not illegal, so therefore it's going to go down.
If you've just joined us, this is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Sheriff Dennis Spruill. He's the sheriff of Montezuma County, and we're talking about marijuana, hemp, cannabis, and the changing legal landscape in our area. Take me out on the road with a deputy who's pulled somebody over, maybe erratic driving, and they may suspect something's wrong with the person behind the wheel. What's the difference? I mean, with alcohol, there's a certain test, there's technology that's been developed, and you can apply that to find out if your suspicions are true if you're a deputy. Is there an allegory or a correlation with marijuana?
There is. All of the deputies are trained, and most law enforcement are trained, to detect the use of illegal narcotics. If it's marijuana-specific, you're going to look for raised buds on their tongue. You're going to look for a green stain. You're going to look for the smell, or you're going to try to smell the odor of marijuana. And then you have to determine if he was under the influence of marijuana to such a degree that he was unable to safely operate a motor vehicle. So you may have to put him through some roadside sobriety maneuvers. And, of course, you have to see the presence or believe the presence of marijuana existed. So it's a training process.
And that's different from alcohol. So if it's alcohol, the person and you suspect, a deputy suspects, do they go through the same thing as you do a roadside test, or do you give the option to blow, or how does it work?
It's the same thing, but you do have the opportunity to blow on an intoxilizer, so it'll confirm one way or another. A deputy, the only thing that he can go on is the roadside sobriety maneuvers of the driver, and he has to decide, is he under the influence of drugs? And if that answer is, I don't know, well, then you might be better off just allowing that person to call somebody to come and drive away. If it's under alcohol, we'll know right then and there because we have what we call a portable breath tester, and they can test right then and there and say, hey, I'm fine to drive. And that legally they are, but we don't have that.
You know, the training for the deputies coming out of academy now, they've been trained to do all this work with breathalyzers and maybe roadside tests. Are they trained to think about marijuana?
They will be now.
but is that happening here, or is it happening at academy?
No, it actually happens when, after they're out of the academy, the individual agency will teach them on how to do drug interdictions, how to spot an intoxicated or drug-induced driver, and that's what you call the FTO program. And when they get out of the academy, that's when they really go to work and start learning these things.
How the change in laws has reduced there's two things happening. One, you're having to have more training for your force, but there's also fewer prosecutions locally. So on balance, are you at the same place and you can say, well, you know, I'm definitively not for or against this, or do you have a statement around where we are?
Well, we can walk down the right side of the road, okay, walk down the left side of the road, okay, walk down the middle of the road, you're going to get squished. So I try to take a position. My personal position is I don't like the fact that we have marijuana that's legalized now without the law enforcement steps in process are already set. We Colorado was the number one place to start marijuana, and we are ground zero. And so we needed these laws in place before we enacted the ability to sell and buy marijuana, and it did not happen.
And so now we're, as you were saying, we're going to be litigating, and those laws will become common law over time.
Correct.
And your force is left in the lurch and across the state as well.
We actually don't know what's legal and what's not, and that's all law enforcement, not just our agency, because we're not from a large metropolitan place. It's all law enforcement. We're kind of like, is this legal? Is this not legal? Is my prosecutor going to prosecute it if I hand him the charges, or am I wasting my time? We just don't know, and it's convoluted.
Who do you talk to? Is there like a support group? Is there a listserv where law enforcement officials are actually kind of parsing this? And then, you know, in your weekly meetings with your staff, are you guys updating this all the time? Is this one of the big things happening for sort of day-to-day law enforcement?
It is. We talk about it all the time. And sheriffs across Colorado, of course, they have a really good line with each other, and they talk about what they experience and what's happening to them. And I think it's a common denominator throughout the state of Colorado. We're all confused and we don't know what to do. So we're all trying to learn as quickly as we possibly can. I was at a conference last month discussing just this with the legalization of marijuana, the stores that are going to be selling marijuana, how we need to regulate them and things of this nature.
Montezuma County sees about 600,000 tourists a year come through, and mostly in the summertime. Do you usually pull over or have more, interaction with the public during this tourist season? And if so, are you anticipating more cases, of dealing with possession of marijuana?
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be people come to Colorado, the stoner state, to get high. And we foresee it happening. I mean, it's going to happen. There's nothing we can do about it.
This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Sheriff Dennis Spruill. We're going to take a very short break and be right back. We're talking about the legal landscape of marijuana, the changing legal landscape of marijuana, and its impact here on local law enforcement. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us. This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Jeff Pope here with Sheriff Dennis Spruill, and we're talking about the changing landscape of law enforcement as it relates to the changing laws in Colorado, legalizing marijuana, possession of it for those who are 21 and older, and use of it, and then the retail sales. Now, there's a moratorium of sales here in the county, it's my understanding, and also in the city of Cortez. Would you predict that that will eventually change?
I foresee the city possibly changing. I don't have any facts to that, but I think they'll probably change. Montezuma County was pretty decisive in their vote when they said they didn't want to legalize marijuana. And I think our county commissioners heard what their constituents were saying. And I don't foresee them in the very, very near future allowing marijuana sales in our county.
If it does happen in the city or any of the municipalities, that still has an effect on county law enforcement.
Oh, absolutely. They will be in charge of making sure or regulating that business, but it doesn't have any, or it will absolutely have an effect on law enforcement, driving under the influence of drugs or committing crimes while under the influence of drugs, things of that nature.
Let's turn to hemp, industrial hemp. We're an agricultural community. It's one of our base products. We actually export something. It's tourism and agriculture, and that's a good thing. Do you foresee, or are there any models out there where you could foresee the legalization and encouragement of industrial hemp as a product here, and how that could square with law enforcement from your perspective?
Well, the hemp itself doesn't have the THC content that the marijuana does, and so I'm not opposed to hemp in the hemp form where it is manufactured for good reasons, rope or cloth or whatever. That's not an issue. Back in the olden days, the government hurt us actually by saying that you take a hit of marijuana and your head's going to explode. Well, everybody knows that's just not factual. And the same thing with hemp. You can smoke hemp all day long and you're going to have a headache, but you're not going to get the high that you're going to receive from your marijuana strands that you have today.
So you could be supportive of that, but are there implications, like, you know, fields and fields and fields of hemp? Could there also be high THC plants, you know, inserted into those fields, and that becomes a problem?
Absolutely, and that in itself would be the problem. If they've got marijuana growing inside their hemp fields that have a high THC content, that's going to be another law enforcement issue. And when Colorado passed the marijuana laws, they said that they would have a group of people that are going to go around the state and enforce these laws. Well, that group of people are going to be your local law enforcement, and it's going to be it's taxing on local law enforcement to try to keep up.
I hate to have you predict the future again, but will you try to keep up with so many other issues that are going on? You know, there's domestic violence, there's corruption, there's many other things that you're covering that are here and now and daily issues. If the state says, well, it's on you to cover it, and, you know, Can you? Will you?
We're going to do everything that we can. That's our job. Our job is for the health, safety, and welfare of our community, and we're going to do everything we can. It may come a time where we say we need some help. We can't keep up, and that's when we're going to depend on our community to come together and help us by reporting a huge marijuana grow. And honestly, right now, if we have a huge marijuana grow, what do? We don't know if it's legal, it's not legal, it's tough. So it's going to be changing, but it's a constitutional amendment, and we will enforce the laws of the state of Colorado.
Do you need more resources? Do you need more money, bottom line, to handle the oncoming needs for the department?
Right now, as it stands, we're in good shape because we've really been watching what we spend and what we spent it on. So we're in a reasonably good shape. If they keep adding on to things and having unfunded mandates, of course, you never have enough money. But we're doing good now. But if the marijuana thing continues and we're required to hire two or three more deputies, we will certainly need some help. We're going to need some money, more deputies, because you can't do with what you've got if you keep adding to the plate.
That's all the time we've got for today here on the Zine. Dennis Spruill, I want to thank you for coming in. He's a sheriff of Montezuma County. Hopefully this is the beginning of a conversation, because it seems like this is going to be an ongoing conversation, and your role is going to be changing as things go on.
I love to talk to the community, and I'm learning right along with them.
Thanks again for coming in.